I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A firefighter from Rhode Island arrested on suspicion of walking into a Rhode Island convenience store, 7-Eleven, and buying a Coca-Cola while nude.
Oh.
Everyone's nude.
Everyone.
Not everybody. Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, people in the news, they're always nude.
Yeah.
So this guy, 60-year-old John Walsh.
Oh. Hello.
John. Firefighter. Arrested and charged with disorderly conduct after this incident at a 7-Eleven. The store clerk called 911 to report a man had walked into the store naked, bought a Coke, and drove away in a black Mercedes-Benz. Police spotted the car a few minutes later. They stopped it inside. Walsh was fully clothed, and there was a woman identified as 29-year-old Tammy McDougal. McDougal, who is Walsh's girlfriend, told police she dared him to do it.
There you go.
After he told her it was legal in Rhode Island.
It's sexual play.
Oh my God. Dare.
The Linfield sexual fire dare. Chief says Walsh has been placed on administrative leave pending an investigation.
He didn't think that through.
He did not. You, sir, are an idiot.
From what I know about Rhode Island law...
There's his picture.
It's totally allowed.
Is he being charged with anything, though?
Yeah, he was charged with lewd... What was he charged with?
So he also has no idea about the law.
Mm-mm.
Charged.
Turns out I'm not a lawyer. Well,
he was only charged with disorderly conduct. So not indecent exposure.
You think it went easy on him because he's a firefighter? Yeah.
Or does it... Or can, he in really Rhode Island, knows the law. Can you go in there nude?
That's something. Is Rhode Island the only state where you're
allowed to shop nude?
You get a couple of nude strikes, and that's cool.
We need to learn the law of Rhode Island.
Because
Rhode Island law.
Charging him with disorderly conduct, I believe, is like you find out the guy is naked in a convenience store. You track him down. You find him. And then you're like, all right, we're going to throw the book at this guy. What are we charging him with? And you're like, flip. You're flipping through the law, but you know, oh crap!
We can only get him for disorderly.
There's
conduct.
Nothing. There's nothing here. We got to charge him with something.
So
you can do it, but it's like the guidelines are crazy. If you commit indecent exposure for the purpose of sexual arousal, gratification, or stimulation, that they can charge you for that. Yeah. If you expose your genitals in view of someone else, and that's likely to distress or alarm that person, you can get in trouble for that. It's for the purpose of instituting action for any violation of that act. You can get in trouble for that.
So basically you have to put someone in like they feel like you were trying to do something to them, or you pleasure yourself, or you do something. You walk in, you know, grab a bunch of firewood and some, you know, antifreeze, and then leave a place, you're good.
Yeah.
If no one has an issue with it. That's
right.
That's what it sounds like.
If no one felt threatened by it. And I guess that's what they would do. They would say to the person behind the counter, well, did you feel like they were going to do something? And if realistically you're like, well, no. And then they're like, oh, great.
This is something a Linfield fire captain is charged with disorderly conduct after a very unusual trip to 7-Eleven. Police say 60-year-old John Walsh walked into the Rhode Island convenience store completely naked yesterday, where he bought a Coke and then drove away. When police pulled him over, his girlfriend told them she dared him to do it. Walsh has been placed on paid administrative leave pending the investigation.
Is there any way to find out about this girlfriend? Is this girlfriend like way younger?
Yeah, she's 29.
Some kind of smoke show. She's 29. He'll just do 60. Whatever.
She's I mean, like, you want me to get naked right now in the 7-Eleven? You got it.
That explains everything.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. He's 60.
He's 60 with a 29-year-old.
Yeah, this chick is crazy.
He's like, oh man, she's always having me push the limits.
Yes, she's half his age.
She's like, you should go murder a guy.
He's like, oh man, oh,
that's down the road. That's down the road. But I will for
okay,
that.
Okay, but you're gonna have to
should
help
see
me.
See her naked.
Trying to find.
You should see her naked.
Is that her? This could be her. I think that's her.
Hmm.
I put in her name and where she lives.
That's about that. That is always a common name. That's always the worst thing to find about someone is their Pinterest.
Yes,
yeah, I know it is.
Like it tells you absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Except that they like a certain interior of a house every time.
And that's all I could get. So that could be her. And she's fairly attractive.
Mm-hmm.
He's 60.
Dude, you're
69.
Do you know how hot that chick looks to a 62-year-old man?
She could make him do anything.
All right. I killed a guy.
It's so crazy, but it's true. Like a 62-year-old guy will look at who you think is a 4 and think it's a 10.
Well, yeah, he's 64.
So
the scale slides.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
What's funny, though, is that they sold him that Coke. Like he walked into that store and he bought that Coke nude.
That's why I think, like, no one really felt.
Well, just because if I was there, I'd be like, get the hell out of here. Right. You're naked.
I wouldn't be like, sure, that's $1.75.
Mm-hmm.
What if you like open the door and you're like, hey, I know this is crazy. I'm doing a dare.
Yeah, that's funny to give them warning. If it'll distress you, I won't come in nude.
But I'm nude.
But I am very nude and I want a Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I'm just doing it.
Yeah, there's... no one saying that that's legal.
No.
You should break Rhode Island into a zoo and slap a lion in the face.
She's going to make him do something real bad.
Die.
Well, what do I get if I do it?
I'll get, you know you get.
And
all right. All right, give me the meat.
Bring me a live crocodile.
I got one.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I'm not saying this woman was right. All I'm saying is it's not surprising this is the outcome.
Okay.
33-year-old woman in Woodbury, New Jersey named Tazia Young agreed to have a threesome with her boyfriend last Saturday.
Don't ever have a threesome with Tazias.
They brought another woman over to his apartment.
Yeah. You know her nickname is Taz.
Yeah. Like the Tasmanian devil.
Yes.
And strikingly, shockingly similar looks. Yeah. So anyway, Tazia and her boyfriend and this other woman in the apartment have a threesome. After they're done, her boyfriend said, Tazia, baby, I just called a cab to take you home because she's staying.
Oh, that's more than a threesome. Yeah, that's a new girlfriend.
That's bad.
So Tazia left. She got in the cab. She went on her way. She left her boyfriend and this other woman they brought in just for their threesome.
Yeah.
Alone in his apartment.
She go get her stuff.
Well, she went back the next morning and she set the place on fire.
Ah.
She's like, okay.
Yes, I will go home. Yes. Hold on. This,
Let's fill up some gas.
I will go home to spend all night filling gas cans.
That's right. To burn your asses to the ground.
She actually bought Zippo lighter fluid at a gas station. She emptied the entire thing on his front door and squirted some under the door, lit a match, and left.
No escaping now, bitch.
You need a door to get out.
The building had extensive damage, but luckily no one was hurt. Tazia turned herself in and confessed to the cops. She said she just felt like she needed to hurt somebody. Now, though, she is facing charges for arson, assault, criminal mischief, and multiple counts of endangering another person. You want to see what Tazia looks like?
Yes.
Sure.
Go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, and you can see her there. I want you to see a color picture here. There she is.
Oh, you don't have me. Don't do it.
But you can stay, Tazia.
I want to see the other.
Yeah, me too.
There's no pictures of the other.
I mean, you understand, like, any other girl in the world is better.
Yeah.
Just about any other girl.
She's got a very angry face.
Yeah, she looks pissed.
Like Luther Vandross.
I'm pissed off, Luther.
Like an angry Luther Vandross.
I was thinking of someone. I couldn't put my finger on it.
I have no idea what Luther Vandross looks like. It was just a great name.
It is. It's like a really good name.
A good name.
It's a good one.
She does remind me of someone, though. I'm not sure.
Honestly,
Luther Vandross,
if I had to, there was like a defensive lineman for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that she looks just
like Warren Sapp.
Warren Sapp.
Dude, I was thinking Warren Sapp, but I didn't say it.
It's Warren Sapp. That's who it is. Warren Sapp.
She's got the face of Warren Sapp.
She looks just like Warren Sapp. So, Tampa Bay. That's exactly what it is. I was like, why am I? I've got LeSean McCoy.
I thought immediately
Gerald
Warren
McCoy
Sapp.
Or whatever his name is. But I was like, no, it's before that. You're like Warren Sapp on me. Bingo.
Yeah. She's sappish.
Like right there.
I guess.
Right there.
That's
right.
She looks like Warren Sapp.
She looks like Warren Sapp.
Exactly like Warren Sapp.
I think she's
as big as Warren Sapp.
She's as bigger.
Yeah, she looks like a linebacker.
Bigger than Warren Sapp. Her shoulders are more broad than Warren Sapp's shoulders.
They can't fit her shoulders in the picture.
No.
No, neither could they. They couldn't fit his in the picture either.
I think they do a better job of it.
Yeah, she does look like Warren Sapp. I was thinking it the whole time. And
her neck is this big.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
That is Warren Sapp.
That's a thick neck.
I wonder what the other people look like. I know that they can't be.
Yeah, they're not identified. I'd love to see what her boyfriend and this other lady look like.
I'm sure it was all bad.
I'm sure it was, but it's got to be better than that.
But you tell her to go home. What are you doing? You imagine you set up a threesome for the first time. Like, you've got a boyfriend. Like, you know what I mean? Your girlfriend is there.
Mm.
And then you tell her to leave?
You know, we've never asked this question, but I wonder, has anyone ever been asked to leave a threesome? Have you been asked to leave a threesome, and did you burn the place down? 1-855-954-6969. If you're out there and you're willing to talk about it, have you been asked to leave a threesome? 1-855-954-6969. Did you ask someone to leave? How did they react?
Thank God you knew that.
I was holding back.
You can also text us 46969 is our text. 46969. Because that is something I think you'd never get over.
Yeah.
If I, in my life, had a threesome and they're like, actually, Dave, you can go.
Oh, I think it happens more times with chicks, like two girls, than you could ever.
Yeah, I think the dude takes the cab ride home most of the time.
Yeah. Right? I think it does happen with guys quite a bit more than it would with the girl. Mm-hmm. Because a guy he has to convince the girl forever, and it takes him a long time sometimes. Like, he's got to convince this girl, hey, we should do this. You know, I've always wanted to. She finally says yes. And so she thinks, I'm doing this huge favor for this guy. He's going to love me for it. Mm-hmm. And then after it's done, he's like, all right, baby, get out.
Your cab's waiting downstairs.
That's crazy.
You know, it's so weird to just have the threesome when you were going to get rid of the girl anyway.
And it wasn't even an Uber that was paid for. It was a cab. She had to pay for herself.
Yeah.
She paid for the cab?
What? I thought he said. Yeah, no, he just called a cab.
Yeah, he just called.
He just called.
You know, call a cab, old school way.
Listen, I know my girlfriend looks like Warren Sapp, but I just called her a cab. I'm sure that'll end well.
My goodness.
That's wild.
A lot of mistakes were made. A lot. Yeah. I mean, at least if that's what he wanted, you kick the other girl out, you let Warren Sapp stay, and then you meet up with the other chick another time.
Yeah, give it an extra night.
Well, she lived in the same place, right?
No, cab. No.
I'm saying the non-girlfriend. The threesome girl lived in the same apartment complex?
No.
Oh, okay.
They brought her over for the threesome. Okay.
All right.
It's a bold move to ask your girlfriend to go home.
Anonymous is with us, wondering if you've ever kicked anyone out of a threesome or if you've been kicked out of a threesome. Hey, Anonymous.
Hi there. So I arranged a threesome with two men, and one of them kicked himself out because the size differential was too much for him to take.
Well, I understand that.
Oh, his dong was much smaller than the other man's.
So I learned my lesson. Make sure the sizes are approximately the same.
Mm. Yeah, it's always good to figure out the ratio.
Can you imagine the walk of shame? You've left a threesome because of your tiny dong.
It giggled so evil.
And it was. Yes. It was. Well, she set up a devil's threesome. She's kind of the devil.
Right. Pretty horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Well, I think a lot of times it's the way it is with they bring the hammer in, you know? They bring in the bull and... The bull's there for a reason.
Yeah.
To give someone something that they just usually can't get.
That may be the saddest ride home.
I think it is. I think it's worse than Warren's ride home.
Yeah, it's worse than Warren's.
Frank's with us. Oh. Frank, you were kicked out of a threesome.
I was kicked out, brother. Ripcord, by the way.
Ripcord. So what happened, man?
We were, doing the dirty, and... I think I was giving one of the ladies a little too much attention, and they started fighting pretty aggressively, and kind of forgot about me in the middle of it.
Oh, wow.
The ladies, whoa, there's enough for me to go around here.
Yeah.
And so I thought, and, well, they kicked me out the house, told me they called a cab for me, so I got out of there, and when I walked out, there was no cab, and I ended up having to walk home about a mile and a half.
Oh, damn, you were Warren Sapp, but they didn't even cab you.
Yeah.
Didn't even cab me. They told me they cabbed me, but they just booted me out.
Wow. Aww. Yeah, there's a cab outside. Just go on out there and get it. Okay, I will. Wait a second. There's no cab.
There's no cab.
Get to walking.
Dennis, we're talking about kicking someone out of a threesome, how that played out. What'd you do?
I had friends with this big girl. And I was trying to get with her hot friend, came back from the bar to my apartment, and we're doing stuff inside the bedroom, and the big girl was a little bit, we'll just say, selfish. And when everything was done, we went into the living room, and then I just grabbed the hot girl, took her into the bedroom, locked the big one out.
That's how you get a door with a big girl hole in it.
Oh, my God, like the Kool-Aid man.
Lock me out, will you?
Oh, my goodness. You can't lock a big girl out.
You can, but they don't stay locked out for long. What'd she do?
Oh, I hung up. Oh,
the whole thing there.
She probably broke through the door, killed him.
He's alive.
Oh, you're right.
If you're listening, we want to know what the big girl did. You can call back in. How did the big girl react to you kicking her out of? You assume there was a lot of big girl yelling and pounding.
She did the big girl already, though, right?
Well, together with the other woman. She was greedy.
The big girl was getting greedy.
Yeah.
Not enough of him to go around.
Stop.
Get out of here.
Get your hands off me. Jesus. Oh, my God.
Get me a little bitch.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry.
Really jumped on in there.
Yeah, I did. Is there even another person in here?
Yeah, you're on top of her. You.
Oh, gee.
Crushed her. Crushed her to oblivion.
Oh, yeah, she's out cold.
Hey, hold on. I'm going to bring her to this other room just where I think she can recover.
Right, let her get it. Let her get some air.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait. Hey. Hey. What are you? Oh, my gosh. All those locks? What is that, a crank like on a submarine? Jesus Christ. Oh, man, are you welding it shut? I'll still get through with brute strength and horniness.
Yeah. You come right through the drywall.
Jesus!
Told you. You did weld.
That's what I think happened.
I had a welding outfit here.
Let's go to Anonymous next in Boston. Good morning, Anonymous. Being kicked out of a threesome is the topic. Did it happen to you?
Yes. Good morning. So basically what happened was I met these two other dudes for a threesome. And in general, like in my experience with threesomes, like couples start arguing. And like in this particular situation, one of them was trying to socialize with me and like just be like friendly. And like the other one was like upset because like we were like he was trying to get on like yelling at his boyfriend like, you're trying to sit him down for tea, and like I'm trying to get him up in the swing. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, swing, yes, sir.
Get him in the goodness. Swing. Stop talking. We don't need to know his life
no
story.
No more chatter, chatter. Put him in the swing for
yes.
God's sake.
Yes,
you're not gonna get him.
A lot of noise in there.
So you were gone. You left.
Yeah, I left. It's kind of hard when one of them just like up and starts crying, and the other one's like yelling at him.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, you can't. I mean, that's a downside of
can't get in the swing if you got tears in your eyes.
How many nights can't. have you spent in the swing?
You can't.
Excuse me.
I said, how many nights have you spent in the swing?
I didn't even make it up there.
No swing nights. All right, man. Thanks for calling in, dude.
Had a ticket to the swing, but couldn't get up there.
Nope. Yep. This person said, I was asked to leave after I stuck my thumbs up two girls. You know what? They weren't happy with me.
What kind of move is that?
What's that nurse?
Yeah, babe!
What?
The Peter Plum or something like that?
Stuck his thumb in a plum?
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Nursery rhyme.
Peter Plum might not be the correct name, but it's the only thing with alliteration.
Like what is it?
Little Jack Horner.
Oh, yeah. Easy Jack Horner.
He put on his thumb and he pulled out a plum and said, what a good boy am I?
Yeah. He just did the Jack Horner, that's all.
He's Little Jack Horner.
What an appropriate nursery rhyme.
Forgot about Jack Horner.
Yeah, I do too. And he's got a real crazy name.
I've never forgot.
Put in his plum and
put in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, what a good boy am I?
You're not a good boy.
That's not when it's ladies' asses.
No.
You're not a good boy. Not at all. So, Anonymous, you were kicked out of a threesome.
Yes, I was.
What did you do wrong, dude?
Well, I'm a solid 6.5. No shame in my game. But this bigger girl, senior year, we were hanging out with a buddy. And she and I started getting a little frisky. Apparently, I got him going, and he decided to drop him. And the only way I can describe it is two Coke cans stacked on top of each other.
Wow. Just massive.
With a what?
With a portobello mushroom at the end.
Two Coke cans and a portobello mushroom in his pants.
Yep.
Jesus. Does a Smurf live in it?
It was
a Smurf apartment.
It was like a 40-ounce beer. In a can with a mushroom at the end.
So even though you're doing okay,
no one's okay against that. No one's okay against that.
You see that, and there's guys that the veterans that have seen worse overseas. And you see that, and it's like,
yes.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's like an IED went off in his room.
Yeah, I've been scarred for life. I'll never be right in the head now.
No, man.
Oh my God,
it's terrible to know they really exist. And they're floating around out there. I bet that chick's mind was blown too, though.
Two sure Coke cans and a portobello? You got a whole lunch there.
I'm sure she can't even eat it.
You're stumped.
Okay. We were left hanging with the big girl. He went into the bedroom with his other lady, and the big girl was left outside the locked bedroom door.
You locked her out.
What did she do, Dennis?
You guys had the Kool-Aid, man. That goes pretty good, because the second we opened the door, it was like, oh, yeah. She was knocking stuff over off my coffee table. She was pissed. It was like 3 a.m. She was knocking stuff over, slamming everything. She was the hot girl's ride.
Oh, yeah.
She was so she had to wait.
Of course she was the hot girl's ride.
She had to wait.
How long?
One wall away and just hearing whatever was going on.
It was a blasty blast. Yeah, but how long were you banging this other girl while she was out there just fuming?
A good hour. And my cable was turned off, so she had no TV, nothing. She just had sat there.
He said to sat and listen to it.
Yeah.
That's bad, you guys.
Oh, yeah. Wah, wah.
Thanks for calling in.
See ya.
That's a bad Kool-Aid man.
Yeah, that was the original.
You better open that door by the time I finish the
Kool-Aid man sounded. Oh, yeah. Unless that's how the Kool-Aid man sounded. The one through the wall, that's the best one.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kool-Aid.
There she comes.
Oh, yeah. Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid man sounds different than I remember as a
me
child.
Me too. Yeah, I thought it was too. Much deeper.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah.
This hey, sounds like yeah. It probably changed. It probably changed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I like
your
that. It's Kool-Aid.
Drink your Kool-Aid and like
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Come on,
guys. Come on, guys.
Let's go to voice-changing technology. There's an anonymous woman who kicked one guy out of her devil's threesome. Hey, how you doing there, Holly?
Good, how are you?
Okay. What'd you do?
So, I had taken a vacation to Miami about 2.5 years ago and found two British guys while we were out. And nice. I was originally
going to do it. That's how to do it.
It was a trip of a lifetime. So I originally took the one guy back, the one I was interested in, and they shared a hotel room. So me and him were getting down to business, and his friend comes back from the bar as we're doing the deed. And, you know, we're all having a good time, and he's like, hey, you want my friend to join us? And this had been the first time I had ever done anything like that. So I'm like, you know, sure, screw it. We're on vacation. Let's do it. So we start getting into everything. Everyone's having fun. And then the other guy that I was not interested in pulls out his mentionables, and it was nowhere near comparison. So we politely asked him to go back downstairs.
Oh,
and
the poor sad British man!
Oh, no.
Hey, buddy, come on here. Join in. Take your clothes off. She's got your trousers.
You want me to go? This is my room. I'd appreciate my bed.
There's a...
Oh,
pull so out.
All right.
Cheerio.
See you later.
Keep your chin up.
And good luck. Good luck with this light or whatever.
I'm out. You need to put a sign on the door that says, Donger this size to ride.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, that guy's never been the same.
Oh, yeah. All the these British guys, guy I feel so vacation. Bad for all these guys that were kicked out because of their dong
how
size.
How tiny is it, though, that you can't even get involved?
Right.
But why does his friend want him in there?
Because he's the king.
Right.
Is that what it was?
I don't know. It's just
unless he'd never seen his dong before.
You've got to know the game you're playing if you're doing a devil's threesome.
The guy who took her home is getting banged all the time. Here's the deal.
He tried to help him.
He was trying to help a buddy out who doesn't get a lot of action because he's got a 2-incher.
You're a bit mean, aren't you?
How do you react to that? You just say...
You just kill yourself?
No, but I mean her. Like, oh, no, you got to go.
What I did was I went downstairs and I opened my umbrella and I sailed away on the cigar.
Like Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Well, I would do the same thing. I would go somewhere high with an umbrella, throw the umbrella away and jump.
No different. Bad times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this came in through... This came in through text. I was asked to leave a threesome because I farted in my friend's face. Well, you
that
can't.
That will get you thrown out.
Jeez.
It's a cardinal rule.
That's a girl?
I hope not.
Flipped out. Sorry about that.
Another one.
Have some beans.
I had a threesome with my girlfriend a few years back, and she kicked me out. After that, it was awkward. And my ex and her new girl have been together for 2 years now.
That's the guy.
So he got
I think that's
out.
The
she
normal case
woman.
Scenario.
Yeah,
I guess it is.
Yeah.
Cousin and I left a bar with a chick. We were swimming naked, ended up all showering together. The chick thought my cousin was a creeper, so she said, you know what, you can just go upstairs. We're just going to get together, just us.
Yeah. I think the girl thing happens a lot because a lot of times a chick that wants the girl who is the girlfriend agrees to have the threesome, and then while it's starting up, they're like saying stuff to the girl, like, I don't really want to do stuff with him. I don't really want to But like, they're there, she's there to do the stuff, and then the girlfriend is like, yeah, dude, you gotta go, because she doesn't want to do the things with you, and then they're girlfriends after that.
Most of the time, peaches trump eggplant.
Every time.
Oh, sadly.
Almost every time. Unless it's the 40-ouncer with a mushroom.
Right.
apparently, this one has a crazy ending. Anonymous, you had to kick someone out of a threesome.
Voice changing or no?
No, regular line. Hey, Anonymous.
Talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Okay, yeah. So, there's a lot to this story, but I'll keep it short and sweet.
Oh, no, that means it's going to be long as hell.
You better keep it short. Okay. All right.
The girl I was with at the time, we decided to bring in another person who happened to be my babysitter, right? So, we get into it. Turns out me and the babysitter, let's just say we have a lot better bedroom chemistry.
Yeah.
So, the babysitter kicks the girl out, who happened to be my ex. My ex wigs out, calls the police, tells them that I kidnapped her and was holding her against her will.
Oh,
I
wound up going
to jail and spent the weekend in jail.
Are you serious?
No, dead serious. It gets even better. I'm now married to the babysitter.
Well, you could see that coming, I guess.
A tale of love.
You'll never believe how we met. Threesome encounter, jail.
Imagine. I can't be in on Monday. I've been accused of kidnapping.
What? Andy, are you kidding?
Yeah, the threesome gone wrong, Dave. Sorry. Oh. I got to figure this out.
Andy, you got to get your life together, man.
I'm a mess. But I'm marrying the babysitter.
Okay.
So that's weird. Anyway, my time's up. They got the taser on me now. So.
Good luck. See you soon.
I didn't do it.
That's what they all say, scumbag.
Yeah.
Okay, Anonymous. Hey, Anonymous, how are you?
Good. So I was going to have a fivesome and turned it into a threesome. That was my freshman year, first night of college. These two roommates, these two girls, invite us, me and these two other guys, one of them who was my roommate, to go play strip poker and then possibly have, like, an orgy.
Yes.
I ended up just kicking the other two dudes out and had a threesome with the other two girls. I ended up dating one of the girls for about a year after that. But I was like, nope, I just want these two girls and myself.
Oh, my God, you're like a lion.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah, basically just kind of pushed them out the door and locked them out.
Wow, good for you, I guess, right?
So figures it out in all those wildlife documentaries.
Yeah.
This person said, my husband and I actually had to kick out the other girl from our threesome because she was so horribly bad at oral on both of us.
Jeez, you can't.
That's not what you bargain for, huh? When you sign somebody up.
Like, you think they'd be good at least with one of you.
Yeah. Good at one thing.
Right.
Yeah. Terrible at everything is.
That's crazy. Horrible oral.
You know what? Just go ahead and leave.
Horrible oral.
It's a bad thing. It is.
It's not good.
It's a good.
Just stop. Just quit.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, not like
that's
that.
Enough of
nope,
that.
Nope. Someone said I had to ask a chick to stop taking part in our threesome with my ex-girlfriend because she was crazy and kept biting and being rough with both of us. My ex actually picked her up and brought her over, so I couldn't kick her out of the house. My ex was giving me help me looks during the action whenever the crazy girl was doing anything to her. And when she got to me, she put one of my balls in her mouth and yanked so hard, I ended up telling her that she had to go sit out.
Get out!
They put her on a threesome.
Get
him
out! Get in the penalty box!
Oh, get out! Oh.
She's a biter. When he said she picked her up, I thought it was Darth Vader throwing.
Lightning on the fingers.
She's a biter. Yeah, he said he told her she could just go play with herself.
Go play with yourself.
Oh, man, huh?
Ball biter.
What a just a wild time. People do some crazy stuff.
You're scaring my girlfriend. You're biting my nuts. You're out.
To me, I think if I was ever going to set a situation like this up, you'd have to have way better scouting reports.
You should take it as seriously as the NFL draft.
You should,
yeah.
But I don't think people do.
They don't do tryouts, though. You just
but
win
I mean,
it.
But so. No, yes, but I mean, it. Like, you word
do
of
like
mouth.
Some kind of press conference. Like, hey, you're not going to, like, take my nut and, like, bite it down.
Exactly.
Pull on it, right?
Like, give him a Wonderlic test.
Yeah.
Show me what you would do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what are you into?
Oh, geez.
There's no audition process. You're just in there with someone you've never been with before.
I don't know. I feel like you
just got to hope it works out.
A lot of these people have done threesomes before.
Oh, but I think, but a lot of these people, it's the first time I've done something with that person.
Yeah.
Anonymous is with us. Anonymous, you had to kick your wife out of a threesome?
Well, that's. Yes, I did.
Oh, how did that go?
Not very good.
No.
I'm sure. How did it play out?
So, I had a bunch of friends over for a party. My wife and my girlfriend, we ended up having a threesome. No big deal. Everything went great. A little while later, we want to do round two, and my wife didn't want to participate, so she sat on the couch with my friends and heard the whole thing.
Oh,
but
wow.
You already have a setup where you got a girlfriend, right?
Yes. I mean, it's kind of iffy, but...
Yeah, so it's not just like a normal relationship, and all of a sudden you kick your wife to the curb.
Right. She's probably
That's
still
how you get shot.
Upset.
Yeah.
Well, she's probably still
pretty upset. It was the first time we've ever done that, though.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah. So.
It's funny to throw them out like it's a ball game. You're out of there!
Yeah.
You're out of there!
You got to get to the parking lot after
that.
Yeah,
you do. I honestly thought things would just play out. And then you just threw, we'd never do that again. I didn't realize so many people would be kicked out of threesomes.
Yeah, it's wild.
Like, you just let it roll that one time and be like, oh, we're never having ball biter over
again. I remember in the first few years of me watching porn, there was a night camera shot porn that people made themselves. And it was a guy and his girlfriend were having a threesome with another girl. The guy couldn't.
Oh, he couldn't do anything.
The girls were just like,
dude.
They were like, well, then get out of here.
Well, sure. He's useless.
It was one of the saddest things you could have ever seen in your whole entire life. It was the saddest porn
ever.
Honestly,
if we went through the averages on this show through the years, we've got way more disappointing threesomes than amazing threesomes.
Seems like it.
I think so, too. I think they can really let you down.
They really are not what you think
they sound better on paper, I think, a lot. If you got kicked out because you couldn't get it up,
what's worse?
Being kicked out because your dong was too small, or being kicked out because you couldn't get it up? What's worse?
It's probably small.
Small.
Dong.
Small. Yeah.
So you'll still have to get it up
small.
Again.
Yeah. It's nerves the other way.
Yeah. But they both end with a lip quiver.
Oh, my God. Well, because the girls, eventually, they like, kick them out, and then they were, like, talking crap about them. Oh. It's all on video, and it got on the internet.
That's the worst. That poor bastard. I hope he's still with us. Steven.
No, he's not.
Hi, Steven. How are you?
Yeah, doing good, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good. You were part of a devil's threesome, right?
Yeah. It was me and some older... I was 19 at the time, bartending, and there was this older woman who was probably in her early to mid-50s, but she definitely kept herself in shape. And one of the regulars, you know, she was coming on to both of us pretty hard. He suggested that he'd buy a hotel room for us all and to go have some fun. And end of the night, he paid for a couple of six packs. He got the room taken care of, and we get in there and start doing the deed. But kind of like you guys are saying, there was a bit of a size difference, and he couldn't get it up as I was just starting to go to town. So eventually the woman was just like, you can just step back. And he watched for about 3 minutes and ended up just leaving the room.
Oh, so he rented the room and got the beers and then just couldn't take part.
You're relieved.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you're relieved of duty, tried. Sergeant Softy.
He tried. That was as far as he kept trying, but it wasn't happening.
Turn in your badge and your gun.
Sergeant Softy. It's the saddest day of Sergeant Softy's life.
You guys enjoy yourselves here in this room I've paid for.
Yes. I'd like to charge you both for this room. Get out of here, Sergeant Softy.
I will.
I will.
Oh, that bastard. That sad, sad bastard.
They're not all fun and games, it turns out.
No.
Most of them aren't.
No.
Someone said, I got kicked out of a full-blown orgy because one of the girls looked like Indomitian Sue with braces, and I kept making fun of her for it.
Well, you're just an idiot
fun
there.
Of a lady in an orgy?
No.
No, your orgy etiquette.
And honestly, when you go to an orgy, do you not think Ndamukong Suh's going to be there? Warren Sapp's going to be there. Yeah. Ndamukong Suh. Yeah. Guaranteed, Lise.
Yeah, welcome to the orgy.
Oh, hi, Ndamukong.
Yeah. He's making fun of me, huh?
Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Yeah.
You got to be nice at an orgy.
You do.
That's the whole thing, right?
Evan was on the edge, the side of it where he got kicked out, and he's joining us right now. Hey, good morning, man.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
So it was a foursome.
So I was with one of my roommates back when I had an apartment with him, and we had these two girls over, and, we broke out some white stuff, and, we were partying, having some fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. And girls get naked. Yes, some sugar.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we're, doing it off their butts.
Yeah, well, as
and
they do.
They start taking off all their clothes.
Hmm.
Yeah, and my buddy's like, well, let's take this into the bedroom. So, we do what comes naturally, go into the bedroom. Mm-hmm. We're making out with them, doing our thing, getting funky. And, the mask was about half raised, but
too much
white.
real disappointing. And so the girl that I was really interested in, was putting a lot of work into, she told me to go get it up myself. So I walked in the bathroom, spent about 15 minutes trying to raise that mask, and
man,
no luck, my friend. You had to pull yourself down.
Oh man,
coke wiener.
It'll get you.
It's not like in the movies.
No. No.
Come on, wake up. Mm. I'm so awake. Why aren't you?
It's a tragedy, really. That's the worst thing.
Wiener pantomimes.
He's got the best. He's definitely got a lot of them.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A woman in New York totaled her car, injured her leg, all because she spotted a spider in her vehicle.
Well,
those spiders will get you.
Emergency crews called to the scene of a crash in the town of Cairo. After investigating the crash, they said they feel it necessary to bring up the contributing factor that is not covered too often. The operator of the vehicle noticed a spider in the driver's area with her as she was driving. She panicked, and that led to the crash, and then she suffered a leg injury. Police are urging new and experienced drivers to overcome fears and pull over to a safe place. Lives depend on it.
No, 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 no. Pull over, put it in park.
It's hard to see in the picture's dark, but it's a bad crash because of a spider.
It almost looks like she was like, okay, I'm going to gun it and hit something.
And hopefully
it kills the spider. Yeah,
the impact. Front end damage on this car is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was going fast.
I've been on a highway before and a spider's holding on with he's first holding on with eight legs and then he's holding on because the wind was blowing him. And then I was like, seven legs. I'm like, six legs. I'm like, he's going to hit my face. Five legs now. Hold on, little spider. Four legs. Oh, Jesus, no.
He can't hold
my beautiful face is as good as spidered. It's on me.
It's horrible. I had one come right down in front of me, and I was like cross-eyed looking at the thing.
They're creepy, man.
You just stay right there.
He's like, there's going to be a problem for you.
You're like, yeah, spider. I just did the grab the web, grab the web and hope to God he doesn't fall on me.
Was he a little one?
It wasn't bad. It was just a little, one of those little tree spiders.
The one that was on my window was kind of a bigger spider. Mm-hmm. And he was like, he's like, dude, I'm trying not to hit your beautiful face. I'm like, I know, spider, we're in this together.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Mm.
Scary.
It's just a spider.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Better than dying. Let the spider hit you and not your face through the windshield.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.